You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Darban Cave is a lower Paleolithic site in northern Iran where some of the first known evidence of cave occupation in Iran has been recovered.
This is episode 343 for the 9th of December, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode was written by Richie Cruz. Darban Cave is located in northern Iran, part of the way up a slope above the Sayhurud River, which flows into the Sefid Rud River, which flows into the Caspian Sea. Two surveys yielded faunal remains and a small number of lithic stone artifacts. The artifacts were recovered from the Bactrite pile left over from a pit dug by looters. A Bactrite pile being what archaeologists call the dirt pile left after sifting through the soil they have dug up during an excavation. In this case, the looter's pit was located along the western wall of the cave. The cave itself was one among a series of caves that overlooks a deep canyon and also contained evidence of faunal remains from the Pleistocene area, 126,000 to 11,700 years ago, cave bears, which went extinct approximately 24,000 years ago, as well as modern brown bears. The site was discovered by various archaeology organizations, including Iranian archaeologists from the Center for Paleolithic Research and the National Museum of Iran. The looter's pit contained two strata or layers separated by a 3 to 5 centimeter thick strata of calcite flowstone. The layer of calcite likely protected the lower strata from erosion. A close examination of the Bactrite pile and artifacts left by the looters allowed archaeologists to conclude that the lithic artifacts and Pleistocene faunal remains came from the same strata. In total, 25 lithic artifacts were recovered. A majority of them were flakes left over from the manufacture of lithic tools, also called flint knapping. These flakes still retained the striking platforms and cortex, which showed that they were man-made objects and not formed by natural processes. Most of the artifacts were made from chert, with the rest being made from tuff and other volcanic rocks. Two formal tools were found. One is a core chopper, which is a basic form of hand axe. The other resembles a biface, which is a small blade. But with such a small number of artifacts, it is not possible to tell if this was deliberately made or simply a flake that resembles bifaces used by other prehistoric peoples. This also makes it difficult to figure out what the cave was used for, although the large number of bare bones make it clear that it was probably not someplace people settled for an extended period. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.